are launching into hour number two. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you is 800-259-9231. That is, again, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
All right, we go right into your phone call. Sam is still on the line from Texas on the AMP line. Last hour we spent a good amount of time talking about ways to help people like you better. And just to recap briefly, you can mirror them, do what they're doing, make sure to make a point of remembering their name, be sincerely interested in what they're talking about, allow them to speak, shut up when you ask a question. Also, intention, just, you know, have the intention that you want to get to know them better inside you. Offer to help them, smile and be authentic. Make sure you're really interested, don't just fake it. So those are eight tips that we gave you in detail last hour. If you missed it, just grab the archives later tonight at freetalklive.com. But, Sam, you were talking about some extra tips, some other ideas, and I wanted to make sure you had enough time to get those out.
Sure. There's two more I thought of that are kind of in line with the story during the break. One is really listening to the listening, meaning when somebody's talking to me, I'm certainly listening to what they're saying and what they're trying to get across, but I'm also kind of stepping out of that and from a third perspective saying, okay, what's the motivation for this person to say that to me? Does that make sense?
Yeah, like sort of where are they?
Where are they coming from?
Yeah.
Exactly, Mark. So when you understand that, you can, I'm able to really kind of cut to the core of the matter and, you know, make sure both parties get their needs met through the interaction. Just by really trying to understand where they're coming from and keeping that in the forefront. And the other thing that I do, I'm in sales, and I've always put my clients' needs first, and I bring new products out of research and development, and they make a lot of money, and that's the reason why is because I don't really look at what my company wants to do. That's a kind of a secondary consideration. It's really what does the client need and making sure that you're really – going to bat for him and meeting their needs and making sure that they're getting what they want. It's really helping others, kind of like you've talked about, Ian.
Right. Give people what they want in order to get what you want. If you've satisfied that client and if you've gone above and beyond the call of duty especially, you will be rewarded for your efforts.
Yes. Now, going back to NLP.
Neuro-linguistic programming?
Yes. And this comes out of the Pavlov dog experiments, which is where Pavlov would feed these dogs dog food, and while they're eating, he would ring the bell. And, of course, when dogs eat, their tongue salivates to help digest the food. So he would do this over and over again, feed the dog, ring the bell while he's eating, ring the bell, ring the bell. And then he would not feed them but simply ring the bell and notice that the dog's tongue would salivate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where all of these studies evolved from. And I believe people have been brought in and questioned about, you know, where did you come across this information and how did you know this by the FBI? Because it's the same techniques, interrogation methods that they're using. And just like you can match somebody's speech mode, we all have, you know, one that we're primary in, which might be visual for a lot of people or auditory, but we also have a secondary that we can switch to as well. Well, you can switch out of somebody's mode and start talking to them about, you know, how does that feel, and things that are incongruent with their primary and secondary, and that will kind of repel the person from you.
Hmm.
So it kind of works both ways.
Interesting observation, Sam. Anything else to share?
Yeah, there's a book on face reading, which is another really interesting thing. It was written by a trial attorney in Dallas who was very successful at picking juries because he would read their faces, determine their personality characteristics, draw profiles, and then pick jurors based on that.
Wow, wow, that's amazing. What's it called?
It's Amazing Face Reading, and you can get it at Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ah, very good. Thanks for the plug, dude. Appreciate it, man, and thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. So talking about communicating and communicating, especially with others that we want to get on a better rapport with, that we want to like us better. And if you've got any stories that you want to share about how you've used some of these principles in your life, whether it be personal or a business on a sales call, for instance, I'd love to hear your story. Otherwise, we move on to the world of BitTorrent. Now, what is BitTorrent? Hmm?
Well, you want me to take a stab at it?
I don't know, either one of you.
It's something to do with the internet, and Is it streaming data?
Well, I mean, it's data. It's sort of all data streams.
It's data from different places, I think.
Yeah, what it is a neat little piece of software that allows big files, usually big files, to be transferred in a pretty efficient manner. We use BitTorrent on our website to serve up an entire month's worth of archives, for instance. So we box them all up into a little digital file. It's called the torrent. Now, actually, the torrent doesn't have the files you want in it. The torrent has the sort of information where your computer can get the files. So you download the torrent, your computer reads it, and it says, oh, I can get it from here, here, and here.
And then other listeners who are sharing
the
files.
Right, other people on the Internet that are offering those same files up for share, and it starts to pull down pieces of the file from different people at the same time. So you can aggregate a whole bunch of information at the same time rather than just getting the one file from one location. You might be getting it from 20 or as much as 200 different people, which can really result in some blisteringly fast transfers. Speeds.
Okay, I knew what that was. I just didn't know what it was called because we were actually at the last Free Minds TV meeting. We were discussing downloading and how it applied to copyright laws and talking about how, well, you're not actually taking a whole song from someone. You're taking maybe a second of the song or worth of data.
Less than that, yeah.
Less than that.
Yeah.
So in a way, we were discussing how that could apply to copyright law and
And there's a lot of law that's a lot of questions regarding the law that have surrounded BitTorrent and other peer-to-peer file sharing methods on the Internet for a long time now. But what's interesting is that the response from the established industry, the old media, if you will, the Recording Industry Association of America, the Motion Picture Association of America being the two big baddies that are out there, and I'm sure you've heard the stories, we've talked about them here on this show, of how the RIAA, for instance, has sued its own listeners. They have sued its own clients, their own customers, for downloading some music and have tried to extract thousands and thousands of dollars from their own customers, which seems a little strange to me why they would go about doing that, but they're old, they're kind of a dinosaur, and they don't know what to do about the changing
times.
Perhaps
they realize that they won't be around much longer, and they're just going to get all the money they can.
Right, and this story really points out why it is they just won't be around much longer. It's from Malmo, Sweden, and it's called Secrets of the Pirate Bay from Wired Magazine. Kind of an interesting look into the world of the men behind the Pirate Bay. Now, if you've paid any attention to the pirate scene over the last few years or even encountered news stories, this is the most reported website. This is the website that is the thorn in the side of the RIAA and the MPAA and the other copyright groups around the world.
Right,
and for good reason.
These are the people that believe that they have the right to share things that they have. You know, they've acquired this stuff, and then they feel they have the right to share it with others. It's antithetical to what the copyright laws currently are written I've got to say that if they're not making money off of it, I don't have that big of a problem.
Well, it's Saturday night, and I'm lounging on a living room sofa surrounded by lanky 20-somethings in shorts and deep tans. Across from me, a wire emerges from a green Xbox, modified to stream movies from its hard drive. It snakes past two dusty turntables and into a video projector, which is displaying a menu of movies that would make Blockbuster jealous. Peter, this living room's owner, selects a title, and the text, "For your consideration," fades onto the screen, marking this movie as a leaked screener from the Academy Awards. Someone in Hollywood ripped their review DVD copy of the film and uploaded it onto the Internet, where it eventually found its way to this hacked game console in Sweden. Peter chuckles, and others cheer. And barely a month after, Swedish police raided their server room and carted two administrators and their legal help off in handcuffs, the lanky co-operator of the Pirate Bay, the most popular and hunted piracy site in the world, settles back to watch a pirated copy of Spanglish. Harbored by a country where 1.2 million out of its 9 million citizens tell their own census that they engage in file sharing. That's a tremendous percentage of the population admitting to file sharing.
Yeah.
The Pirate Bay is as much a national symbol as it is a website. Protected by weak Swedish copyright laws, the bay survived the attack by the authorities and grew as movie studio lawyers fell competing BitTorrent trackers one by one. Basically, as these pirate websites continue to be taken down by the authorities and the RIAA and those guys, the Pirate Bay lives on. What's their strategy, and how can they continue doing this? We'll explore that here in a moment. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, You can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for the special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy 4 cans of System 48 Plus and get the 5th absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. And they include the bulletin board system, over 300,000 posts created by listeners, created by listeners just like you. So head over and get interactive with other listeners as well as the host of the show, all hanging out on the Free Talk Live BBS, and it's all totally free. BBS.freetalklive.com. President Hillary Clinton, the North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, a national ID card. What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do?
The Free State Project knows that one size does not fit all. Participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Of course, talking about their brand new trigger system, which I think is pretty cool that they finally brought that out. It's no longer you have to agree to the same thing that everyone else is agreeing to. You can really customize your sign up. Once again, that's freestateproject.org. Continuing the discussion in regards to intellectual property, specifically the copyright laws and the pirate scene on the internet, one website has managed to rise above the rest over all of the last several years. The Pirate Bay, which is, by the way, thepiratebay.org is their site. This story from Wired.com is chronicling the history of the current status of the website. Recently, its server room was raided by Swedish police. Some of their people were arrested at that time, and you'd think that would be it. You'd think it's got to be over. But no.
They're pretty serious at Pirate Bay.
Yeah, they're dedicated. In fact, 1.2 million of Swedish citizens even admit, so that's more than one out of nine, 1.2 million admit to file sharing. Protected by weak Swedish copyright laws, the Bay survived their attack and grew as movie studio lawyers felled competing BitTorrent trackers one by one. Today, it boasts an international user base and easily clears 1 million unique visitors per day. New movies sometimes appear on the top of the site's most popular list before flickering onto a single theater screen. With its worldwide following, many here in Sweden see the Bay as the devil on Sweden's shoulder, legitimizing contempt for intellectual property rights and threatening to saddle the country with a lasting reputation for international lawlessness. It's very difficult to make people act legal when they've been doing something for some time, says Marianne Levin, professor of private law and intellectual property at the University of Stockholm. She says in Sweden, the debate on file sharing came very late. And the same thing's going to happen here. These movie companies, these record companies, have been suing their own listeners and their own viewers for downloading movies and for downloading music, and it's counterintuitive.
Yeah, that you can't stem the tide at this point with internet sharing.
There are millions of people at this very moment engaging in it.
Yeah, and you know, some people are getting sued. The news stories come out about it, and it's not stopping people. They're just coming up with better and better ways to do this, and then the RIAA and the MPAA, they're spending more and more money trying to catch these people, and I wonder, you know, the lawsuits that they get, how much do they actually collect on these things? Because it's not like the money just...
Right.
comes right out of your account. If somebody sues me right now for $1 million, guess what? They're not going to get it because I don't have it.
The average person that's downloading, you know, a CD on the internet probably doesn't have $200,000 to just pay out in a lawsuit settlement.
Right. So, you know, how much do they get off of that, and how much do they spend in trying to stop this? It's not stopping sharing.
And if you do the actual math on how much it would cost you to fill up iPods legally through sites like Napster and other ones where you now have to pay like 99 cents a song usually. Mm-hmm. The new ones are thousands of dollars to fill up, but the new ones are coming out with because they have so much memory. You can mm-hmm. put thousands of songs mm-hmm. on there. It would cost you serious money to fill that up. I mean, so basically we're to a point where even if you think copyright, even if it has some problems, you might think that maybe songwriters should get paid somehow, but we're just getting to a point where technology makes it impossible to enforce.
Well, but what you're saying is true if you go through copyrighted songs, but there are many, many, many bands out there that are offering their songs up on the internet for free. Go ahead, take them, share them, get them around there, and then those bands benefit when they come to town and, you know, perform.
Well, that's true. I mean, I guess the bands that are giving away for free are just doing what the bands that don't want to do that are doing anyway. I mean, mm-hmm. even if you try to hang on to your music, you might be able to launch some lawsuits, but so far it hasn't been enough to stop anyone, really.
It doesn't, it doesn't engender any goodwill when you sue your listeners.
No.
I mean, if a band's label decided to sue me for downloading their CD, I'd make a point of never going to see their concerts again. So they're alienating their listeners. In fact, we've seen evidence of that, where many of these people who had been using file sharing as a method to listen to the album prior to purchasing it, because there have been so many music listeners that have been burned by paying $17 or $18 for an album, expecting to have something decent to listen to, and they only get one or two good tracks, and the rest of it's junk.
Well, I don't know if that's burned. That's how it was when I was buying albums and cassettes and that kind of thing.
Well, it's crappy.
That's exactly what you expected to have happen. You would buy for a single or two. And it was huge when Madonna had four hits off of an album, when Cyndi Lauper had four hits off of an album. I think Michael Jackson had four hits off of Thriller. Those albums were tremendous.
Yeah.
The rest of them, you got one song, and the rest was crap.
Well, people were tired of that crap, and so they used the file sharing as a method to grab the disc before they went to the store, listen to it, and decide whether or not they actually wanted to purchase it.
Mm-hmm.
Many of those people were going to buy CDs after the fact, but now that they found out that the RIAA is cracking down, they've just said, you know what, why bother?
I don't know what they're saying precisely. I mean, I'm not sure that the fact that somebody has an iPod that has a whole bunch of memory means that it's okay for them to take somebody's music that they didn't offer up. But at the same time, if I purchase a CD and then I've got that CD and the audio and I can't share it with Nick, it matters how I share it with Nick. Well, you know, and then when someone's pulling down audio off the internet, you know, they're taking little tiny bits of songs from all over the place. So, you know,
So who's sharing with who and how much?
Yeah.
It's a confusing situation. Well, anyway, on May 31st of last year, Swedish police finally arrived with a search warrant for the Pirate Bay, and they carted off enough servers to fill three rental trucks. The entertainment industry was quick to proclaim victory. The Motion Picture Association issued a press release announcing a milestone. Quote, "The actions taken today in Sweden serve as a reminder to pirates all over the world that there are no safe harbors for internet copyright thieves," trumpeted MPAA Chairman Dan Glickman. But the three stewards of the site, 27-year-old Peter Frederick Niji, 28, and Gottfried Svartholm, 21, were already preparing their response. Coordinating with volunteers around the world in an IRC chat room, the trio scrambled to relaunch the bay at a new location. Peter, a slim, dark-haired, dark-eyed geek, didn't sleep those first few days, fielding a stream of phone calls from the press while confronting the technical challenge of resurrecting a high-traffic site with a partial database and all-new hardware. He says they stole most of our backups as well. I managed to get some backups out of the servers while the police were in the building. Peter wasn't arrested with the others and remains anonymous. They took the reconstructed data to temporary hosting in the Netherlands, and after 3 days, 3 days after the raid that they thought was the big victory over the Pirate Bay
was back.
They were back online. So fast was the bay's rebound that some news articles reporting their demise went to print after it was back online, recalls Peter. The resuscitated site had a few glitches, but the resurrection was remarkable in that it had never really happened before. When the major American rights holders take a website down, it stays down. The pirates delivered a victory message to the MPAA and the Swedish equivalent, the APB. More on the way here with the Pirate Bay and their story. Your calls as well about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar.
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, a broadband version of the show, and dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
800-259-9231. Talking about piracy. But, of course, you can bring up anything. The stories about the Pirate Bay, the most renowned, infamous piracy website on the Internet. ThePirateBay.org is their site. The RIAA, the MPAA, these copyright groups, the feds, the Swedish APB, that's one of the copyright groups over there, have been after the Pirate Bay with a vengeance. Back in May of last year, they raided their server facilities and hauled away a truckload of server equipment. They also hauled away a few people as well, but that didn't deter the Pirate Bay. They quickly worked to get their site back online. They had it back up 3 days from that time. And they there's a little bit more to this story here, and of course, would love your thoughts as well. It's just an interesting example of where this war is going, this war between those who are ready to end intellectual property and those who want to enforce it at the point of a gun. The people that are using force are just not going to win against these folks, and here's why. Thanks to the press generated by the raid, the Pirate Bay instantly became more popular than ever, because once the raid happened, the MPAA and the FRIAA put out press releases and said, "Ha! We got them! The Pirate Bay!
We got them at PirateBay.com! Ha ha!
ThePirateBay.org.
Whatever it is. Well, I hadn't heard of it until then.
Yeah, exactly. It was just like back when they talked about how, years ago they used to talk about how Kazaa was, the hot file sharing software, and so it drove a whole bunch of people to go and use Kazaa for the first time. Here you go again, the Pirate Bay getting a bunch of international press resulted in a whole bunch of people going to their website to find out what they're all about. In fact, the Pirate Bay instantly became more popular than ever. Their T-shirt vendor alone now has four people working full-time just to fill orders for Pirate Bay apparel. sporting the site's pirate ship logo and skull and crossbones with a cassette tape as the skull. They're behind something like they're behind by 2,000 orders and are working day and night to fill them. So now, Mark, would this qualify as profiting from piracy in your book?
How
selling
so?
T-shirts?
No.
So they're not selling the actual pirated software. They're not selling the pirated movies or music, but they are making money off of running the website. That's okay by you.
Right. I don't have any problem with that. I mean, if I wanted to take my CD collection and hand it out to anybody on the street, and I'm, you know, call myself the CD guy, and I sell T-shirts, then I don't see any problem with that.
Okay, just checking in. Nick, you all right with that?
Yeah, I think so. I don't have 100% black and white definition of the way I feel on copyright. Or how people get paid exactly. But this operation doesn't sound like something that needs to get shut down.
Well, the pirates have since moved the bay's hosting back to Sweden, where they built technological bulwarks against another takedown, law hardening the bay's network architecture with a system of redundant servers that spans three nations. So shutting down the site in any single country will only cripple the pirate bay for as long as it takes for its failover scripts to execute, which is a gap measurable in minutes. So the next time they attack, if it happens again, the site will be down in, you know, for a few minutes, and it'll be back online. It won't be days this time.
Mm.
The various servers' locations are obscured behind a load balancer, which is configured to lie, says the crew. Once the failsafe is triggered, a determined adversary with an international team of litigators might be able to track down the servers, but by that time, according to the plan, the pirates will have deployed mirrors in even more countries. In theory, the corporate lawyers will eventually tire of this international game of copyright whack-a-mole. With all that in place...
Pretty accurate.
Crew member Frederick Nige says he welcomes the possibility of another raid. He says, I really want the pleasure of it being down to three minutes, then up again. The Wired story continues. You can read it all for yourself. We'll post a link on the BBS, but that's the essence of it. I wanted to really relay the story of how they came back from the attack, the successful attack, what was thought of as a successful attack by the authorities, and have now hardened their infrastructure ever the more. So it's like the old, you know, Obi-Wan getting struck down by Darth Vader that we mentioned last night. They've struck down the Pirate Bay, and now they've risen far more powerful, far more popular than ever in the past. So do they want to keep attacking these people? Is it really going to do them any good to continue going after these folks? It doesn't seem like it, does it? These people are going to continue doing what they're doing. They're going to diversify as they've already done. And, of course, even if they did shut down the Pirate Bay, as we've seen, it would only mean five more websites would open up. But now, for the first time ever, they have been unsuccessful at keeping a site shut down. Until the Pirate Bay, they've always been able to successfully eliminate the website. Now they can't. So have the tides turned? Are we seeing the beginning of the end for the recording industry?
I think that that one thing's for sure. Regardless of where you stand on this issue, whether you believe that artists have the right to copyright their songs and no one should be able to share them unless they give money to the artist and the record company and all that other stuff. By the way, it's mostly the record company, not the artist at all. The person who holds the copyright. The intellectual property... whole scenario is going to change.
Oh, yeah.
Things are
That's
going
guaranteed.
To change because they just can't stop it.
Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls about whatever you want. It's Brad in Colorado. Brad, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was talking to a guy about Microsoft and, actually we were talking about... antitrust, monopolies, and so forth. And he said, well, you don't think the Microsoft was a monopoly? And I said, well, no, of course not. And I think the reason why I said that, like that, and you know, just like a knee-jerk reaction was because I just listened to a Tom DiLorenzo speech in which he just, you know, said there's no such thing as a monopoly, a national monopoly. And the guy started talking about what Microsoft was doing. And I guess maybe the old liberal in me, because I used to be a liberal Democrat, started coming back, and I said, golly, how dare they? And I thought I'd talk to you guys about it.
What are they doing?
Well, it was what they were doing. And when I thought about it later, I thought, well, it just seems to me that Microsoft was just better at building business relationships and their competitors, and the competitors just ran to the government. Apparently what they were doing was they were making deals with companies that made computers where they would say, listen, you know, you put our operating systems on your computers and you are not allowed to put our competitors' operating systems on your computers.
Sure.
And if you don't agree to this, then we're not going to sell you our we're not going to let you put our operating systems, all or none, in other words.
Yeah, and, that makes sense. I mean, they've got a hot product. They know that what they have is in demand, and they can make those demands.
Right. And does this put, okay, let's say you're Dell and I'm Microsoft. Now, do you feel like I'm taking advantage of you? Am I bending you backwards over a barrel or anything like that?
I might be bummed out that that's the deal, but hey, a deal's a deal, and if I want their product, I'll do what they require. Same thing happens in this industry. I don't necessarily agree with those strong-arm tactics, for instance, but that's how it is. You know, for instance, our competitor, the evil Michael Savage, his company, the company that syndicates him, they require a lot of things from radio stations to put his show on the air. I believe they require that all 3 hours be aired, whereas Free Talk Live, if a station wants an hour of the show, fine, take an hour of the show. It's not a problem. They also require that the stations run commercials outside of the show's the show's air times. So you might hear a Michael Savage commercial, not promoting his show, but just one of the commercials that they've sold, the network has sold. You might hear it run during the Rush Limbaugh show or during some other program.
But that's,
on the station.
It's their show, and they should be able to set the terms that they want to
exactly.
Set.
Well, and they can,
and
because
he's
Savage is hot stuff.
Okay, I'll jump off here and talk to you guys later.
All right, well, thanks for the call. You could have hung on. 800-259-9231, because, you know, this is – let's continue looking at this and what they're doing. And what Google's response was recently to Microsoft's offer to purchase Yahoo. You heard about the $46 billion offer? Google's pissed, and they're going to the government. Shame on them.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacroegie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacroegie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's SACROWEDGY.com.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The Armchair Survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. And you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, then we invite you to shop with us at the Free Talk Live store. Just head over to store.freetalklive.com and take a look at the great Free Talk Live merchandise we have. It is excellent quality stuff. We've got the Free Talk Live t-shirts, hats. We've got hoodies in a variety of colors and options for you. Plus, there's more. Head over to store.freetalklive.com and learn how you can get a copy of Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted DVD for free with your order. All the details are there at store.freetalklive.com. We just got off the phone a moment ago with Brad in Colorado, who had brought up the claim that we so frequently hear that he wasn't making this claim, but his friend was, the claim that Microsoft is a monopoly. And no, it's not. Monopolies have 100% of market share. Microsoft doesn't even come close to that. They do pretty well when it comes to the personal PC, PC usage, that operating system market. They do well there. But Linux has it nailed down in the business market for servers and things like that. Linux is by far the clear winner. And Apple, I think, is gaining market share right now. I'm not sure what their share is, but they're doing better than they were 10 years ago, for instance.
OS X rocks.
I have heard.
Yeah, so I've heard. I've used it, but I can't really make an operating system sing, as it were. I don't do much on my computers. But
well, from what I understand, Microsoft ripped off Apple with their newest operating system, with Vista. Ripped off OS X, basically.
Apple has copyrights that pretty much make it so that their operating system was the best first anyway. They actually had an operating system. Whatever it was, before DOS came, when people were still using DOS. Yeah.
So you're right about that. But Microsoft has managed to do it better. For whatever reason, they've managed to do it better. They've made their system easy to use. They've gotten it into people's hands. They've gotten some great deals with the vendors. They've gotten great deals with the computer manufacturers. Software companies are developing for Microsoft. So from a business sense, up until this point, at least, they've been doing it better. And that's okay. That's what happens in the marketplace. And what the caller originally brought up was that Microsoft sort of has a strong-arm deal when it comes to doing a business deal with Dell Computers, where they say that if you want to use our software, if you want to, for instance, sell your Dell computers with Microsoft Windows preloaded onto it, which is how most people want to buy their computer. They don't want to spend the time installing
operating. And they're ready to go, yeah.
Right. So if you want to have your computers for sale with our operating system, you cannot offer them with anything else. You cannot give people another choice. It has to be Microsoft, and that's it. And I may not necessarily agree with those tactics, but I understand them. We experience those very same tactics in our industry.
A powerful company. If they really wanted to, they could make their own operating system.
Exactly. there is Linux out there, and it's getting better. It's getting easier to use. I don't think it's quite ready for prime time yet. And Apple doesn't allow you to, it doesn't allow anybody else to use its operating system. You can only use Apple's operating system on its hardware that you buy from Apple.
Well, you can get an emulator.
I understand that, Mark, but we're talking about mass market computing here.
That would work, yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about mass market computing here.
You'd have to run the emulator on Windows in order to, would you?
There are ways you can hack the Mac software to get it to run on a computer that you built yourself, but it's not supported by Apple, and it will never be sold in that way, at least not right now. So at the moment, there is only one commercial software, operating system software vendor out there, and that's Microsoft.
What about the one that's essentially free?
Linux.
Linux. That's Linux?
Yeah, as I said, it's not quite ready for prime time.
Okay.
I'm relatively computer techie savvy, if you will. And I don't like Linux, just because there's
too much... Have you tried it recently?
No, but every time I try it, I don't like it. and it supposedly keeps getting better and easier to use, but it's not easy enough for anybody... It's not easy enough for me to use yet, and it's certainly not easy enough for someone like you, Mark.
No. Not even interested in the way you're talking about
it. Right, until it gets to the point where it's that intuitive and it's that simple... I'm going to continue to say it's not ready for prime time. But you're right. It's not to say that Dell couldn't go out there and develop its own operating system, should it want to. The marketplace is not closed to that. So there's nothing stopping anyone from going out there doing that. Rumor has it, in fact, that Google has been working on an online desktop.
Good Lord.
Where basically you would flip your computer on and everything you do would be over the Internet. All your files would be stored online.
You could use Firefox, your computer could run Firefox for free, essentially, and then it would log on to Google and off you'd go. You wouldn't need anything else.
Yeah, well, it probably wouldn't even be Firefox. It would probably be a proprietary Google operating system that when you flipped your computer on, booted into Google OS. Again, this has been rumored. I don't think it's been confirmed anywhere, but the idea is sound, and we may see this in the near future, where you boot into the Google operating system, and everything you see is being done online. You wouldn't even need a hard drive for much beyond storing the Google operating system and some local versions of your files.
I can't say that I really like the idea of my files being stored online rather than on my computer, but
you'll never have a hard drive crash.
Everything that Google does is generally first rate.
You store your stuff online, they're backed up by several hard drives. So, if one of their drives goes down, it won't affect your files.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a nice thing. And as Internet continues to get faster, it'll be so transparent, you won't know if you're working with online files.
Right. And you would think that if Microsoft was this, their monopoly, they're so powerful that some company like Google wouldn't be able to come along and offer something like that. But apparently they can. And this whole idea that we're under the thumb of monopolies, there's only one monopoly we're under the thumb of.
The government.
That's the government. Because if I don't choose to want to be under the thumb of Microsoft, I don't have to.
Exactly.
There's lots of things I can do. You can pick any company that you want to call a monopoly, and I don't have to deal with them if I don't want to. I don't have to shop at Walmart. I don't have to use Microsoft, and I don't have to buy oil or gasoline from one of these big companies, Texaco, Exxon, whatever.
Exactly right. 800-259-9231.
But if I don't follow one little rule that the government has, that's it. I get a fine, I get put in jail, I've got some problem.
So Microsoft doesn't even qualify as a monopoly. The marketplace is completely open. And just like Woolworth's, Microsoft's, maybe it's had its golden days.
I can't see that. I you never know when it comes to these things. Things can turn around in a night.
Right.
It looks that way. It looks like Microsoft has hit its peak and it's, coasting on the way down. I don't know.
Something like a Google operating system could hit the scene and it could make such a splash that people adopt it, because what Google could do is they could release this for free. I mean, you know how Google is. They give away so many of their applications for free, and it's usually backed up by the Google AdWords that you see when you type in a search on Google and you look over on the right side, they've got the AdWords that are running. That's how they make the bulk of their – they make a huge load of money on that. So odds are good if they're releasing an operating system, it might be advertiser supported and might cost the end user absolutely nothing. Whereas Windows XP, you're going to be paying over $100 for that. Windows Vista, well over $100 for that. And so that's going to be very attractive to a lot of people. If there's no entry fee and you can just try out the operating system to see what it's like, they could really make a splash. And maybe it won't be Google. Maybe it'll be somebody else. But the opportunities are there. So absolutely, if Microsoft wants to use the strong arm tactics in making deals with its suppliers and the people it does business with, fine. Because eventually if they get too demanding, if they get too unreasonable with their demands,
yeah,
Dell will just say, you know what, screw it. We've had this operating system in development for a while. We're just going to bring that out now, or whatever it is. They'll go to Linux. They'll put some pretty face on Linux or something like that. They do have other options.
Right.
If they
made it more and more arduous for computer companies to carry, to put Windows on their computers from the beginning, then those computer companies are going to say, yeah, I'm not interested. For some reason or another, they're going to say, no, thanks. And they're going to figure something else out. And if they make it too arduous for people to use their operating system in some way or another, they don't spend enough money on R&D and some other product gets better, then people will migrate over to that other product.
Exactly.
The only way that somebody can be a monopoly is by providing excellent service.
The same thing happens here in the radio business. As I was telling you earlier, our major competitor requires all sorts of things of radio stations. For instance, if you take his show off the air for a night to run sports, you have to notify his syndicator what nights you took him off the air. Then they send you commercials that you have to make good on, that the radio station has to make good on. We don't do any of that stuff. So that allows us to be very competitive in that we don't have all these restrictive requirements. We don't have these corporate agreements that are so just insane with their restrictions and their rules. And program directors in the radio business, they appreciate that. They don't like having to do busy work to run a radio show. They just want to put the show on the air and sell some advertisements. That's what they want to focus on. Mm-hmm. Having to jump through all these extra hoops is a pain in the butt for them. Now, Savage is the number 3 talk show. He's on over 300 radio stations.
He might be number 4 now. Glenn Beck's...
Beck and Savage are kind of in a fight for number 3. But the point is, so he's obviously hot material, but when a station looks and says, well, Savage isn't really doing anything for us at nighttime, we could put Free Talk Live on and not have to jump through all these hoops, and maybe they'll do better. Let's give that a try. The fact that we're more reasonable and more flexible makes us a viable option for them. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up, so the same thing happens in the software business. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Want to know?